A Stephen King pop-up book for children? Here's Catalina Martin to shed some light on this surprising publishing event.
When you think of Stephen King's stories, one of the first words that come to mind is horror. Even though young people have been reading his books for years, his first novel to be actually marketed for young adults, The Eyes of the Dragon, is a fantasy that he wrote for his daughter, set in a fairy tale kingdom with princes and magicians that would appeal to adolescents. However, now Stephen King is extending the reach of his imagination into a new field of literature, children's picture books, and not just your run-of-the-mill picture books. His newest book, The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon, is a pop-up book based on his 1999 adult novel of the same name. Trisha, a 9-year-old girl on a hiking trip with her family, goes exploring and gets lost in the Maine woods surrounding the Appalachian Trail. Wasps attack her, hunger sets in, and her only companion becomes the Boston Red Sox game she picks up on her Walkman. The text, which is divided into sections like the innings of a baseball game, deals unflinchingly with the physical and mental details of her trials. Eventually, she becomes delirious and sees her favorite Red Sox player, number 36 Tom Gordon. She fears the God of the Lost, who looms over her as a ravenous black bear that ferociously pops out of the woods, and the book, with bloody claws and bared teeth. At the last minute, as she faces off with the nightmarish bear, a shot rings out, and a local hunter slays the bear and rescues the lost child. In the final inning of the book, the reader leaves Trisha safe at last in the hospital, surrounded by her loving family to recover from her frightening ordeal. Stephen King's novel, which started as a horror tale for adults, has taken its own unusual journey in this adaptation by Peter Abrahams into a 3D pop-up book for, quote, fans of all ages, according to the back of the book. I wonder how young a King fan can be, but this certainly isn't a book for the younger children who are the usual recipients of pop-up books. I'd recommend some of the many tamer alternatives that are out there for them, like the books of Joseph Sabuda. But for the older kids who have devoured every R.L. Stein in the library and who are glued to every episode of Fear Factor, this may just be the pop-up to the next level that will kindle some enthusiastic reading heat over the chilly holiday season.